The first one is the economy. The economy is critical. Workers are the contributing factor to the fund. So having more people working for higher wages is the number one ingredient. Making St. Vincent and Grenadines more attractive to investors internationally and locally, right? Demand more workers, people come in, you demand higher wages. Number two is a design of a system that suits the times today. You know, unfortunately, 55 years ago, the ILO came to the region, gave us these systems, and we really haven't thought differently since then. Times have changed, but our schemes look very much the same today as they did 55 years ago, even though life has changed significantly. As a Caribbean people, we need to do better and see how we can tweak, maybe not tweak, maybe reform in a wholesale way how we do what we do to ensure it suits the times. Number three is administration being effective and efficient. Compliance, service, you know, ensuring that people self-employed do pay. And everybody who's employed gets their contributions in, it's online to check and so forth and so on. And most importantly, Mr. Minister, and I really want to stress this one, it is about time that any employer in St. Vincent and Grenadines who conducts business is NIS compliant. If they're not compliant, they should not get a renewal of a business license.